wah, wah, wah.
And that is how they sound, by the way. I'm sure you caught on. I'm super good at accents. You should hear my Irish fella. You already did. Wah, 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 wah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. So my wife knows how shitty I am at accents. She is also super aware of how strippery Montreal has been. She has been there. She knows. So I couldn't trick her, right? Sitting on the plane, talking to my wife on the phone. Plane's about to take off. Flight attendant walks back by, tells everybody to turn their phones off. My wife keeps talking. Flight attendant walks again, gives me the stink eye. Couple of things about me. I don't do well with, like, pressure or authority or, like, people. Sort of a freak. I start to lose my shit. And my wife knows this, so she used this opportunity to blurt this out of nowhere. She just goes, lap dances are cheating, and then click. I swear to you, that's how she fucking said goodbye to me. My wife of 10 years, not I love you, not enjoy Montreal, not bring me back something French, just fucking lap dances are cheating, and then dead air. And I'm just sitting on my phone going, what the fuck just happened? And I know she's busting my chops, so I don't say anything. So I get home 5 days later, and I'm like, hey, baby, when I was leaving, why did you yell, cat fancy is cheating? The whole time I was getting lap dances from beautiful French girls wondering why you hate a magazine about cats. People like cats like to read. What's your fucking problem? I quit smoking pot over 2 years ago. Yeah. No, you're right. That was fucking stupid. I'm back so hard. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Came back to weed with a vengeance. So now I'm back buying comedy clubs, hanging out with strangers, smoking whatever random shit they hand me. Super safe, right? I almost find it insulting that I've never woken up in a stranger's van going, what the fuck? No one wants to rape me, is that what you're telling me? Not one person in all of North America wants to rape me. I did that joke in Portland, and as soon as I said not one person wants to rape me, a bunch of people in the audience went, aww. That's such a fucking Portland response. A bunch of sweet hippies up there. They're like, oh, come on, you guys, as Oregonians, we should step up and show this guy some Portland spirit and take this fat bear behind a building and make that shit happen. 503 in the hizzy. Traveling with weed sucks. I've spoken about that before. I don't travel with weed because I would get super paranoid. I mean, I talk about what a freak I am. Oh, my God, when I'm full of weed, high as fuck, and I'm going through TSA, and I'm just sweating, and I've got a sack under my sack. And that tank no good. Oh my God, somebody really likes puns. I love that. You with the crazy laugh, you're gonna enjoy. I've hidden a couple more puns in my act, and by hidden, I mean, I become Yosemite Sam when I make a pun. I fucking love wordplay so much, I want to shoot fucking holes in the ceiling. Like, fun with words. So they'll be easy to find. Even the dum-dums will figure out when I made a pun. I got busted. Oh, I almost got busted when I wasn't even carrying. I flew into Calgary. But here's the story. I was super, super high. Oh, my God. And I was sweating so much weed. And I got high with a bunch of strangers in North Carolina. And then I get on a plane. And I fly into Calgary, Canada. Fucking high out of my skull. Yeah, it's a place. And I'm super, super high. And I got to go through customs. And I make it through the first level of customs. Second level of customs. It's the two customs officers. And the dog. Yeah. Here's two things about me. I love animals, and I'm fucking stupid, because my natural reaction to seeing that drug dog was to go, hey, pretty girl, how are we doing today? The dog's like, you fucking idiot.